Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt, and we are going to be talking to Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Black Club Chicago. And Seamus, before we get to your stories, we were talking that adults want to get nostalgic toys, toys that make them think they were kids again, and someone has suggested Play-Doh. That was fun. More fun to eat, I think. Light Bright was great. Evel Knievel motorcycle toy. Did you have a special toy that you'd like as an adult to bring you back to your childhood?
Oh, I'd have to say probably an official Red Ryder carbon action 200 shot range model air rifle.
Fun until somebody loses an eye.
Yes, that would always be cool. Ralphie was onto something. I would use it with great care.
Absolutely. All right, let's get right into the stories this morning. University of Chicago, the undefeated and once-tied University of Chicago men's soccer team. They'll be competing this week, but Coach Julianne Sitch has already made history. What did she do?
Yes, it's a very big day for University of Chicago's men's soccer team. They are in the Final Four for the soccer championship. And Julianne Sitch made history because she is the first woman ever to coach a men's soccer team to the Final Four. So she's knocking down barriers. She's only been there for a year, so she's already making just great progress there. The team really rallied behind her when she took over this year. So they're playing this afternoon at noon against the Stevens Institute of Technology. If they win it, they go to the title game on Sunday and on Saturday. So every win from here on out, every minute from here on out is history making for Julianne Sitch, who used to play for DePaul. She was an All-American at DePaul, set all kinds of records there. So she said she's just having a blast just a little bit further down the lake, leading University of Chicago to hopefully a championship this weekend.
That's awesome. I hope so. And good for her. All right. Other news, temporary casino in River North. Some neighbors are complaining. What's going on there?
Right. Just an update on, Bally's Casino is obviously coming to the city in the old Chicago Tribune printing plant. In the meantime, because it's going to take a while to build that, they're going to let Bally's open up in the old Medina Temple, right smack dab in the middle of River North.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be there about 2 or 3 years, and they briefed the neighbors on it this week. And as you can imagine, there was a lot of mixed emotions. Mostly the concerns were, hey, it's already pretty crowded down here. What are we going to do with all these cars? So they were trying to work through just what could be the madness of it all. But the casino, not surprisingly, is saying, oh, no, everything's going to be good. There's plenty of parking. It's going to be okay. But it's going to be a mix. If you can picture the Medina Temple for the listeners out there, it's really a gorgeous old 110-year-old building that stands out now amid all of the steel and glass down there. But it's a nice stone building, and it's used to be a Bloomingdale's for a while, and it's sat empty. So it's Bally's really wants to just bring new life to it and make a couple $100 million while they're building their other casino.
I remember going to the circus there.
Oh yeah, it's a great building. It's a lot of fun, and it's one of those ones you turn the corner and you're like, oh wow, that's still there.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, and if only I could get my own private shipping container to work out in, maybe I'd work out more. Maybe not. I don't know.
It's funny, they keep finding new ways to reuse shipping containers around the city, whether they're they've turned into stores or little pop-ups around or little museums. The latest one, it's in the Fulton Market on the near west side. They've turned three shipping containers into private gyms. It's called the Gym Pod, and cost $6 for 30 minutes, and you get the whole thing to yourself. I think they're about 15 by 15, and it's got treadmills in there, it's got dumbbells, it's got weight bars and all that. So you can go in there and just be by yourself. Part of the allure, some of the people we spoke with said, I'm tired of being, people staring at me at the gym or, judging me or taking pictures, all that. So you can go in there and work out or just do what some of us do, and you get to the gym and you scroll through your phone a lot, and get your time in and then get out of there. But You know, for $6 for 30 minutes in Fulton Market, you could park for free there. It's almost a good spot just to go and park down there.
Right.
I mean, it's so hard to find a parking spot. So it's kind of cool. There's only three of them. You can rent them through an app. So if anyone's interested in working out in a shipping container, check out blockclubchicago.org.
Thank you so much, Seamus. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Same here, Wendy. Take care.
All right. Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Block Club Chicago.